The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Strap yourself down and get ready to titter with laughter. It's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D.
Nope.
And now, the Grandmaster of Guffaw. Here's Nate.
Hey.
The fuck?
What?
Guffaw?
Yes.
What's a guffaw?
It's like laughter. You can Google it. You can look it up.
Guffaw?
Guffaw. G-U-F-F-A-W. Guffaw. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Didn't you go to college?
That was not a word I could ever put in a paper.
Well, no. But
that's right. She won an athletic scholarship. Never mind.
That's true.
First off.
Tiny T-ball. I mean golf.
I don't give a fuck. I got my shit paid for, so y'all can just stop hating.
We're not. We're just baffled at your whole thing. Coming up on the show today, we'll debate. Is something empowering or embarrassing? We'll talk about it. Also, if you didn't realize it, you're pooping wrong. We'll tell you why. And, yeah, there was a problem with a threesome. It happens a lot, which is why they're a very dangerous thing to have.
That's why I personally don't do them. That, not like they were ever an option for me, but, you know, if they were, that's why. I'm lonely.
All right. Well, we'll get to all that. Chris... Diana has lost her mind.
I seriously have. I have gone batshit crazy.
That's what happened to Christiana, too. That's why she's not here this evening.
Watch, I'm not going to be back next week. Why is Diana not here? So she went crazy. We all saw this coming.
Yeah, it happened. So let's start this out. How was your week, Diana? You were away last week. You were working. We referenced that on the show many times and laughed and laughed. Of course, we were here doing this, so we were sort of working, too. But how was your week?
I hate everybody.
Well, yeah.
No, that's never going to change.
Tell us something we don't know.
Right.
Work sucked, but it was cool. Like, I mean, I do enjoy my job. I the stupidity of some people. I like, seriously, shit, we're just taught basically as kids, like, pick up after yourselves, be nice to others, common sense shit.
Middle-aged white people don't know this?
Middle-aged, everybody does not know this. Race is not a factor. And it's even worse when they barely speak English.
Oh,
not to
is.
Be like one of those, but like it's worse because they don't, they talk more down to you. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't can't really talk about work, but.
That's okay.
But yeah, the things have been, what the fuck? I can't believe it's already Monday.
Outside of work, how anything good? Anything fun? Anything exciting? Do anything good? Do any shows? Do any?
Did I do? Did I get laid? Fuck no. That's probably why I'm still bitchy.
Look, we make you. You'd have to rub one out before you come in here.
If only they made devices for women to be able to satisfy themselves.
That's not fun.
Well, then you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
No, I'm a hopeless romantic. I need another person. That's not the point of this. Anyways, outside of work has been wonderful. It's
okay.
Been great. Sure, why not? Fuck it.
Kareem, what you been up to?
Hey, we were just trying to make you come in and be a little more mellow. But that's okay.
Was it me? So I thought you going to see Ngaio was for Christiana. Was that for me? Because I'm pretty sure... You didn't bring anything.
Yes. Well, I knew she wasn't. She wasn't coming, so.
Yeah, we needed to make
but
the trip
for
you.
Had I known that you were going to be like this, I might have made a
I'm
stop.
I'm always like this. We should know this by now. Yeah.
Bring you some batteries next week.
No, someone fucking woke me up from my nap, and I'm just like, are you fucking for real?
Who woke you up? Was it like an outside noise or a roommate?
No, my friend just kept blowing up my phone because I promised like I'll go visit her in urgent care. And I was just like, wow, that makes me sound even worse.
That selfish bitch was lying around urgent care just going, where are you? I'm sick and alone and afraid. You said you'd come.
That sounds so fucking bad.
Fucking trying to nap, you cunt. Come on.
I know you might be dying or need a liver transplant or kidney, but I need to take a nap.
That's right. I'm going to be cranky all night now.
That's pretty much what happened. But that's not exactly what happened, you guys. That's not. She wasn't by herself.
Okay.
She had her wife with her. And it wasn't, you know, she just went in because she needed to go get a doctor's note for work. But she was in pain. So I do feel bad about that. I was so tired. I didn't know I fell asleep until I woke up.
Yeah, I hate when that
right. happens. And then I was supposed to go shopping for a new outfit, so I woke up like stressed out. I'm like, "Fuck, I don't know what I'm gonna wear tomorrow and all this shit," because I didn't want to be late for the podcast. Which, for the first time in how fucking long, I was actually early. So
she was early.
Wow.
Right.
I know. I was impressed. Amazing. I like finished setting up. I'm like, I got a couple minutes, but I'll go poke outside. And like, she's standing there. I'm like, wow. All right. Hello.
And I didn't have a cigarette today, so that really just everything has just gone to. Wow. I did a lot today.
Mm.
No cigarette?
No cigarette.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah, I didn't even know you smoked, but okay.
Oh, yeah. When I get really stressed out, I smoke. And when I'm drunk. Which is like all the time.
All right. So the Sacramento Republic FC held a rally last Thursday. Thursday? Yeah, it was Thursday. Thursday. Yeah. 20th Street, which led to a long Facebook complaining session by Brian, who owns the Comedy Spot. He was very upset that they closed the street again in front of the Comedy Spot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see something about that.
Well, I wonder what that was about.
Well, they closed the street, and they do that. That's the street they close a lot because the businesses on that block, you enter them all from the walkway on the Mars building.
Right.
So people walking down the street aren't blocking the front of the businesses. And I get, you know, the concerns, but and everything turned out fine. And the next morning he posted sort of a half apologetic weird thing because it's like, oh, everybody was cool and everything worked out well. But I mean, I get it. Is the Sacramento Comedy Festival is the big thing there for the year and planned it out all year. And it's like all of a sudden. But the bottom line was, if they would have told him a month earlier, oh, by the way, we're going to be closing the street and having a rally with bands there, it wouldn't have changed anything. So
I could have put it up like a heads up. Or did he write a heads up saying that, like, hey, do you guys need to come early for parking? Oh, no, he did mention that, right? Like, come early for parking.
Well, there's nobody parks
nobody
on that
parks
street.
In that street.
I have a park on that street.
That block?
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky. Yeah. Most of the time, there's no parking over there.
Yeah.
Do you not know who I am? Shit.
You're probably one of those people that can't parallel park.
Right.
Okay, first off, I lived in San Francisco. I'm a fucking boss. Okay. Well, when other people are in the car, I get nervous and shit happens. But when I'm by myself, I can park very well. There just hasn't been any witnesses. No rubber
oh,
barrel.
Oh, good for you.
I made some girl get out of her car one night and parallel parked it for her. That's how long it was taking. Like, fuck it. Look, move. Just move. Let me do this.
No. Well, you can ask Robert Barry. He'll tell you I'm a very good parker.
Okay. So you have somebody to testify.
Yes.
So I went to the Sac Republic FC rally, which was, it was a lot of fun. It was kind of cool. I went and got the big beer at the Lowbrow. Had that. And there were bands out there, and they brought the team out, and everyone was like, yay. And they had the people from the MLS in town. Because they want to convince the MLS that Sacramento is MLS ready.
No one gives a fuck.
Well, the people that showed up for the rally did. The thousands of people who show up for all the games do. You may not, but...
So people actually care.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people actually want a soccer team.
Yeah. They had
it's like kids that want something, and then when they finally get it, they're like, "Oh, that's just a
how many
toy.
Mexicans are in Sacramento?"
Right.
Oh,
they sold out the Sac City College Hughes Stadium, which was 21,000 people. They sold that out
really?
For their first several games. Yeah,
exactly.
Tell me about this.
I don't know. It was in the papers.
Oh, that's probably
it was on TV.
If it's not on Facebook, I don't give a fuck.
Well, you need different friends then.
We've established that
it's been
many
on
a times.
It was on Facebook. I saw it there too.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. They sell out all of their games at the Bonnie Field
over at Cal Expo.
Yeah.
So, and there was a press conference the next day over by the Rail Yards, because if they do get an MLS team, that's where they're going to build a new privately financed stadium. So Sacramento could have an NBA team. Well, they will have an NBA team, but an NBA team and an MLS team playing in new downtown arenas in 3 years.
Oh, look at Sacramento.
Wow. I know.
Yay, Sactown, Mactown.
Growing by leaps and bounds.
Exactly.
And it was funny. Christiana posted an article on Facebook today. Because she's still bent out of shape because we said that there were posers and phonies in Sacramento.
It's relative compared to Portland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that why she didn't show up?
No.
Yeah, she's still mad about that.
Christiana, did you not show up because you're still mad about that?
Christiana, she probably can't hang out with Engayo like that, so never mind. She can't partake.
Right, but no, it was just funny because one of the other things that I said during the show was, like, if they tried to do a show like Portlandia about Sacramento, it would never fly because people would get too upset, and she's like, no, we wouldn't. We would not get upset. There are not posers here. Which I've
because Christiana sounds like an angry white man.
I know.
In his 70s.
That's right. Sounds like every angry sitcom black man in the 70s. Sorry. But it's like, who objects most when you call them a poser? Somebody who's genuine or a poser? People are generally like, you don't know what you're talking about. And they walk away. People who are posers go, I am not a poser.
Is that like the hipster thing too? People that are like aren't like hipsters, they're like, you're a hipster. No, I'm not a hipster.
Yeah, well, that's denial. And
then the ones that are hipsters are like, yeah, I'm a hipster.
I think the bottom line is Sacramento is evolving, and you know, in another 5-10 years, there will be more of that authenticity that sort of grows out from that. But right now, Sacramento is sort of like an awkward teenager trying to figure out, you know, am I the glam kid? Am I the punk kid? Am I the misunderstood kid?
And then I saw San Francisco and was like, I want to be that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. But Christiana stole my phone at the rally because she was out. She was at the Comedy Spot for a rehearsal for the Lady Business show. And I was sitting there looking at my phone like a jackass, standing there looking at my phone with a beer in one hand. And she just walks by and just grabs it out of my phone and keeps walking. I was like, what the, but, aw.
So
I had that brief split second of someone just stole my phone. What the fuck? And then I looked up and she's like, hey.
And then she's so
and I was like, fuck. I just got busted for being one of those people who just sits on their phone, not paying attention to the world around them and then gets robbed. And then I would have to go, I think it was a black man. Officer, I swear to God. Although I did think of you, Kareem, because there were a lot of white cops there, and I'm like,
ooh.
Look at all the white cops. Wonder if they're going to shoot a brother.
He's like, I feel safe. I don't remember the last time I ever felt this safe. It might have been when I was in my mother's womb.
Well, to be fair, a lot of the quote-unquote white cops are actually Hispanic, so, you know.
Yeah, a lot of Hispanic people look pretty white.
Well,
that's because they're you. Some of them are part European.
Yeah, so I think
Spain is Europe.
Yeah. Oh, Hispanic. Oh, I was thinking like straight up Mexicano.
Well, I mean, that sort of look you're talking about are people who sort of mixed with the native cultures in Mexico.
Like Filipinos.
No, I don't believe the Filipinos are from Mexico, but.
No, not Mexico. I'm saying like how they're mixed.
Right.
But the Filipinos are
really Nate. Is that how you were gonna like? Did you see how you politely call me stupid?
No.
He like really tried politely, and he was like, "You're an idiot," because that's not right. But good try, sweetie. Good try.
All right.
Asshole.
Okay. but yeah, the rally was a good time, especially after a couple of beers and. Yeah. The band that was playing was the Arden Park Roots, which is a group of white guys. And I thought, it's like the Roots, only not at all.
Really? That's what you
think? They were like the Roots, but not at all.
But not at all.
In that they were, although they were trying to have a little funk to their thing. A little bit of that going on. But
that's cute. So how did that go?
The band was fine. The band was a hit. Team came out. Everybody cheered. It was good.
I heard them a couple of times.
They're a good band. Yeah, I was not bored standing there watching them, but yeah, it was a nice rally and basically filled half the block with people. There were probably about 1,000 people that showed up for the rally, so it was a very good time. People of all shapes and sizes and colors and yeah.
If you find a black guy who likes soccer, he's African.
I actually saw. I would say about five or six.
Yeah,
different black guys in different places.
Yeah, they were African.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, you never know. So there was that, and then there was this
African or Latino.
It's true. Yeah, why do we all have to be split up? But here's what I think: they have this group of super fans called the Tower Bridge Battalion. I believe that's what it is, which I like to refer to as guys who don't have a job, because yeah. Nobody has this much time to be this dedicated to something where they're like, listen, we're going to create these songs, and we're going to march around, and we're going to have drums, we're going to go all the things, and we're going to do this. Like, I like sports a lot. And in some cases, I love sports, but I don't have time for that. I mean, it's like, you have a special amount of time to do that sort of thing. It's like,
just don't have a wife or kids.
Sadly, I think some of them do, and I think
that might be their way of getting away from
exactly.
Both.
Exactly.
Honey, I can't do that tonight. I'm a battalion, whatever, soccer team.
Right.
I got to be at a meeting.
In Portland, they have what's called the Timbers Army. But that's really just a section of the it goes bigger than this, but it's a section of the stadium that's general admission, standing room only. So they line up early for all of the games, and they go in, they stand the whole time, and they just chant and sing. And they have other events that they do. But it's a little bit different than that. And, yeah. It's like, either way, it was fun. It was a good time. And whenever there's a big event like that, like when they had the Kings rally, when they were announcing they were staying, I went to that because how often do things like that happen in any city where you're going to have a big rally like that? I mean, the Kings Championship Parade going to be the next one?
Yeah.
The Kings Championship Parade. All right.
That's never going to happen.
Oh, don't. Never say never. Never say never.
Okay, Justin Bieber.
There were some bad officiating away from it happening in the first place.
That's right. Could have happened. But anyway, there's a job opening at a TV station in Alaska. I woke up on Monday morning, and here's what happened that blew up all over my Facebook.
They'll be working to ensure the measure passes in the coming weeks. Now, everything you've heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but I quit.
They beeped it out of that version.
That's fucked up.
That's terrible. She said, fuck it, I quit. And the YouTube version... of it is somebody records it on their phone and they laugh really loudly into the microphone on their phone, so it kind of sucks. But she live on TV said, fuck it, I quit, which is kind of an asshole, selfish thing to do. People are watching TV with their family. They're not expecting the F-bomb from the news. Dead body, sure, but the F-bomb, no.
Hey, stop being a white guy.
Oh, you're going to turn this into a race thing?
Stop being a middle-aged white guy.
You're going to turn it into a
Black
race thing.
Black people are celebrating this all over Facebook.
This is fucking... Oh, is that what they were doing? I thought people were just posting it up because it was fucking hilarious. I thought it was funny.
That too.
Well, so they're,
everybody wants to be able to go to your job and be like, fuck it, I quit.
Well, yes, of course.
She is a ton of people's hero.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there are a ton of people who are like, oh, that's a baller move, but it's kind of a dick move to your coworkers. You know, because maybe station management were assholes, but was her co-anchor? Eh, maybe not. I don't know.
It's possible that she was.
It's possible.
It could be a thing. And you know, it's kind of like good for the cause. To kind of
which cause?
The marijuana. How much money did that bitch make? For real, though.
How do you know the coworker didn't rat her out or something?
That's probably what happened.
Well, if she owns the marijuana collective, there's not a lot of ratting out to do. It's not that hard to figure out that when you're not here at the station.
Maybe the coworker stole her boyfriend or something. She didn't like her for it. You know, you never know. Just like, fuck it. Fuck you, bitch.
You know there are black people that do bad things, Kareem. You don't have to defend everybody.
Well, there's nothing to defend on this. She was just like, fuck it, I quit. Everybody wants to do that.
Yeah, everybody has they take this job and shove it thing.
Yeah, everybody wants to do that. White people want to do that.
I can't wait. I might.
Everybody wants to go to their boss and be like, fuck you, I quit. in that, front of the whole office.
I'm actually like, the more we talk about this, the more like jealous and like proud I am. Like that's a very true sentiment. Like yes. I really would love to have done that, especially like working around. Like if a customer like gave me a really like, it was just a bad day, and like let's say they're like the next, I just signed like this contract, and I'm like, I can actually go up to someone and say, fuck it,
I quit. Yeah, or and then just, I quit.
Yeah, and then just like throw some shoes down and just walk away. Like that would be such a diva boss move.
Oh, but Nate is somebody's boss. That's why he doesn't like this.
No, I don't. Well, look, if she would have done it in the office, I don't care. It was the fact that she did it on TV that I think was kind of the dick
that's
move.
Even the best. That's the best even part. Better.
No.
That is even better.
Would you rather see this as an article like, the writer for TV show just walked in and just said fuck it, I quit? Or do you want to actually see the visual of everything? Because she also put out like she's like the owner of the cannabis
club. Exactly. She pulled a boss move. She got to advertise her business. She had to talk about marijuana rights. And then she got to say, fuck you, I'm out of here.
And what happens if it loses in Alaska then? Then she's shut everything.
It's Alaska. It's not going to lose.
By the way, a reporter job in Alaska, it's not like she's walking away from big money here.
Right.
She probably makes more money in this marijuana club.
Exactly.
She probably is rich.
Well, no. But she stands to, if they legalize marijuana with this marijuana club, that's where her financial upside is. If they're, I mean,
they're going to legalize it. Now they probably are going to legalize it because that's the image. Like, because people, when they see like cannabis clubs and drug, any type of cannabis, they're like thinking like, you know, the image of people that do drugs.
Right.
But for someone to look like that and own a cannabis club, that just changes the perception of what.
This is in Alaska.
Yeah.
That's an outlaw.
Well, here's what I found interesting. A woman says fuck it on TV in Alaska and the internet goes insane because how many people literally in Alaska, maybe 20,000 people saw that on TV
because
maybe
everybody wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be in a position to do that.
Well, it's done. She's had her 5 minutes.
She was on the other side of this.
Well, we can't all be rah rah rah. Yay.
I'm still yay.
I know.
I said everybody else is too. That's why it blew up.
It blew up
because everybody's like, fuck yes, I wish I could do that. I wish that was me.
You know what? I would actually get a TV job just so I can do that.
Yes.
Well, but it's going to have to be in a couple years because everyone obviously is know that I'm just
I hate to break it to you, but my Facebook feed, it was not everybody going, yay.
Of course your Facebook feed wasn't.
No, because I have a lot of Facebook friends who work in the TV business, and they're like, that was a fucking bullshit move.
Yes.
It was an unprofessional bullshit move, which it was, but that doesn't mean it's not also a quote-unquote baller move.
But look, if you want to quit like that, you're not trying to be professional. You're like, fuck you, I'm out of here. That's the whole point.
Yeah, well, I hope marijuana, for her sake, I hope they legalize it. Because if they don't, she's going to have a hard time getting another job.
And girl, I got your back.
And then all your...
oh, good. You're going to put her in the shoe department?
And all your TV people are saying it because they're afraid that it's going to happen to them.
Oh, no.
That could be a thing, too.
Yes, it could be a thing, too, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of judginess out there. I personally don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit who's one of the reporters on the TV station in Alaska.
Yes.
You're in Alaska. Congratulations to you. By the way, it's going to be winter there soon.
Yes, and then
you don't want to be out. She doesn't want to be out covering the lost caribou story in the middle of winter again.
And then when something like this happens, then it kind of starts a precedent. That's what they're worried about.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I could kind of understand. I guess like you're kind of fucking over the coworkers. Okay, I get it. I get it now a little more, but like
she probably doesn't like her coworkers.
It is Alaska though. If she did that shit in California, that's like you're basically blackballing yourself or blacklisting yourself.
Yeah. Right, but
blackballing. I shouldn't have said that.
Here's the thing: in the land of the internet, and this blew up everywhere. She was on TMZ Live today, so she got plenty of publicity off this.
Yes.
The other side of that is she's. And this may be fine with her. She's never going to be able to work in TV news again.
You know, if they legalize them, think she's okay with it.
Right. And that's fine. If that's her choice. But it's that's burning a bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that's all I'm saying.
Hey, some bridges need to be torched.
I saw a quote, like, may the bridges I burn light a path or some bullshit. Like, it was like some meme or something like that. But, yeah, maybe, you know, you burn some bridges because then you don't have the option to go back and you kind of have to, you kind of push yourself and propel yourself into doing what you actually want to do because you don't have a safety net.
Exactly.
Shit just got deep.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
What are you talking about? That shit is like pretty, I mean, crazy.
The only way I can move forward is if I don't have the opportunity to go back.
Yeah.
Keenan Ivory Wayans said that is what made him as successful as he is, that he didn't give himself an out.
Mm-hmm.
That story wrote itself, so I think I'll trust that one.
Okay.
For some people, that's the motivation is I can't turn back. I got to go forward. That's what he did. And he said that he didn't give himself the option of failing by not giving himself an out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you can do that without literally burning the bridges behind you.
I don't know. If you don't give yourself an out, because then you're really, really stuck. Because if you have that much pride, you would have to grovel, go back and grovel. And like, that's a thing.
You don't necessarily have to go back and grovel, but
if you burn the bridge,
you push yourself to move forward.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you want to go back, you would have to like let your pride down. People that burn bridges don't typically like to let their pride down,
right.
So they just go forward.
Exactly.
And I hate to say it, but that's the way I work. And obviously I haven't been doing shit with my life because I haven't burned any bridges yet. That's a warning to everybody. I will be burning bridges soon. I hate this place so much. I will be burning bridges. So don't take it personally. it just means you're dispensable in my life.
I bet if you go down and hang out at the camp down by the river, there's a lot of people there who did the same thing. They burned their bridges. They held on to their pride, and now they've got their cart full of stuff.
I don't know. I think a lot of those people are people that want to be down there.
Right. They made their choices.
Yes.
No one forced them. Now, with 55.3% of the vote, Scotland has voted against the referendum to declare the country's independence from the UK. Unprecedented voter turnout, with some councils reporting 90% of their residents having voted. In total, more than 3.6 million people, or almost 85% of eligible voters, cast ballots. So the people of Scotland have spoken. It's a clear result, according to British Prime Minister David Cameron. They have kept our country of four nations together. As I said during the campaign, it would have broken my heart to see our United Kingdom come to an end. It also would have been a giant pain in his ass and to his legacy. Imagine being the guy that split up the UK. Now, how did you do as Prime Minister? Well, Scotland left. Other than that, nothing. But yeah, it was one of those things that didn't really make a lot of sense.
I still don't understand the whole thing, but because I'm like, you got a chance to be free. It's like, do they even want to be free, or did they just, I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, sometimes it doesn't make economic sense to be quote unquote free. With every, it's been tied together for 300 years. Could you break it apart? Sure. But their biggest issue was the South is too conservative and we're liberal. And that would sort of be like California breaking off just because. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Speaking of not making sense, there's a man in Queens who doesn't like his new neighbors, allegedly. So he's decided to do something weird about it. And ABC 7 Eyewitness News is there.
Tonight in a city that prides itself on being one big melting pot, a story that proves maybe not everyone is yet on board. A nasty neighbor plastering pornographic pictures in his front windows. Why? So the family next door can see it. An immigrant family. It's happening in Queens Village. Here's Eyewitness News reporter Jim Dolan.
The photographs can be seen clearly from the public sidewalk that runs along 233rd Street. They are so vile, so intentionally pornographic, that just about anyone would be offended by their public display, especially the father of the four-year-old boy who lives right next door.
My son is four. My nephews, they are like 7 and 9. They come over and they see this. This is ridiculous. This has to stop.
Sanjeev Agarwal and his family are the neighbors the pictures appear to be aimed at offending the most.
He's upset because some Indian guy moved into next door, and that's it. That's the basic thing.
My name is Jim Dolan. I'm a reporter with Channel 7. Can you tell me why you have those pictures up? Those are vile pictures. Why do you have them up there? Jimmy is the name his neighbors use for the person who admitted to us he put the pictures up.
I'm drying them out. They got damp last night.
They've been up there for some time, haven't they?
Excuse me.
You do that to offend your neighbors? Is that what you do? Is that what you do, sir? You do that to offend your neighbors? You know you have children next door?
Get off my porch.
When I come outside, I'm afraid of it.
Neighbors have called police, but it hasn't deterred Jimmy from putting the pictures up. The Agarwals put up a sheet on their porch so that Piyush, their four-year-old son, doesn't look over and see the photographs, but that doesn't help others in the neighborhood.
Especially because there's a high school around this general area, you wouldn't want to see these kind of things that are happening.
People walk right by, kids walk right by here every day on the way to school, right?
Kids, teenagers, yeah, definitely.
That's my art work.
Jimmy took down the photos while we were there so our cameras wouldn't see what he was exposing neighborhood children to. But Jimmy has taken down the pictures before. He almost always puts them up as soon as the police drive away. What neighbors here want is for the pictures to come down permanently so they can walk their children freely in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you should be able to walk your children in the neighborhood, but always on a leash and pick up after them. What a poor choice of words. So they can walk their children in the neighborhood.
They got
here,
damp.
Billy.
They got damp. The pictures got damp, you guys.
Let me just
put it. They need to be dried out.
Let me just put it. Archie Bunker lived in Queens.
Yes.
This guy is super old.
He looked like Abe Bagoda.
Yeah, a little. He's sort of bent over, and they confront him as he gets home in his car, and is like, they got damp. And then the reporter's getting all righteous. He followed him. He's like, get off my porch. It was just so New York.
That was kind of good.
It was interesting because it appears to be a very diverse neighborhood, according to who they interviewed, because they interviewed the Indian family that moved in, and the other gentleman they were speaking to is African-American. The one was concerned about the high school student seeing the porn. Because, you know,
they've never seen it before.
High school students have never seen porn.
I mean, where could they get it? So, you know, it's not, you know, porn's just not readily available at the touch of your fingertips.
That's right.
You know, that's something you really have to, like, dig for.
Yeah. Well, it's New York, so.
It's fucking stupid. It's just people are stupid. And the whole, like, I'm kind of curious. It might be a race thing, but I actually had this homeless lady yell at me one time. She started yelling Spanish at me. She was like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And I forgot what I said, but I spoke some Spanish back.
Okay.
And then she's like, do you know where I can get a pair of blah, blah jeans? So I'm like, I actually have no idea what those are. And she was like, well, why not? Like, I want my America back.
We all want our America
I was like,
back.
You just spoke Spanish to an Asian who responded back in Spanish. That is America. Like, the ability for that to happen is America.
I am America, bitch.
And I was like, exactly. I screamed at her. I was like, I am America, you dumb bitch. And I ran away because she was homeless and she looked scary.
By the way, Diana, when you record your first comedy album, I would like you to call it I Am America, Bitch. Because I think that would be fantastic.
That would be a great one.
That is a fantastic comedy album title. I Am America, Bitch.
Oh my
gosh.
Can I tweet that?
Feel free.
with my, do you know my Twitter picture?
Yeah.
Should I just have that as my album cover?
Sure.
I Am America, Bitch, and it's just me.
Yeah.
My, like, preschool picture, which I look super adorbs in, by the way.
Yeah. Well, as we discussed earlier, threesomes are a tricky business, especially when you involve things like raw meat and feelings. According to the Bay City Times, one Michigan man could now be headed to jail after a hamburger meat taste test between three sex friends in a bathtub went awry. It's a lot to process, isn't it? But according to court records, a married couple, Martin and Daniela Miller, invited a homeless man, Michael Cheney, into their home last week to have sex with them, as couples do. Martin then got his feelings hurt after Daniela and Cheney had some one-on-one time. Perhaps to make up for this indiscretion, Cheney, the homeless guy to keep track, decided to make hamburgers for the Millers. Things got less sexy after that, according to the Bay City Times. Cheney brought a spoonful of meat into the bathroom to have them taste test it. But Martin Miller threw the meat into the tub in which his wife bathed. Both Cheney and Daniela Miller told police. Then Cheney brought a second spoonful of meat and Martin Miller again tossed it into the tub water. The homeless guy then told Miller to stop wasting food and walked into another room. Martin Miller followed him and threatened to beat him up. Cheney told Miller to go ahead, which I don't think is the right thing to do, but go ahead, beat me up, at which point Miller kicked him in the chest, pushed his wife out of the way, and choked Cheney.
I can't deal with this. Was this in Florida? Did you say
it was in Michigan.
Michigan.
Both Cheney and Daniela Miller told police. Now, Cheney said Miller told him he was going to kill him, and then he blacked out. When he awoke, he and Daniela Miller walked to the hospital. Police questioned Martin Miller about the incident, and he told them, quote, "I am a Marine. When someone challenges me, I go into kill mode." He now faces up to 10 years in jail if convicted of assault by strangulation. In his defense, he said he was just joking about the hamburger meat and that Cheney was being, quote, an asshole.
Well, how do you...
You don't
get to have a threesome
with a homeless guy
who goes, oh, you might as well have went by Home Depot.
I know.
How do you decide that you're going to just pick a homeless dude to have include in the threesome? How do you pick a homeless dude to have sex with, period, unless you're a homeless woman?
Oh, did you see that? There was an article about this guy that, like, he's homeless in NYC, but then, like, he makes $150 a day, and he survives by going home with women, and that's how, like, he could sleep in a bed and shit, but he doesn't look homeless.
Right.
He's kind of a douche. He's kind of too, but he recognizes that, like, you know, his lifestyle is going for him. But maybe he was one of those homeless guys that, like, look kind of clean. No, I don't know how to defend these people. I'm sorry. I tried, but this is beyond help.
Well, look, it ruins game night is terrible there, because we go, look, I challenge you to a game of charades, and it's like, kill mode.
And the other part of that was they had a long time because he probably lasted 30 seconds. And she was like, fuck, dude, this is why we got to bring another person in, because you only last 30 seconds.
When I prematurely ejaculate, I go into kill mode.
Yeah. That's a lot to deal with.
She was like, if you had lasted longer, I wouldn't have to be fucking this homeless dude in the bathroom now.
I don't know how you last that long when there's a homeless guy in there, too. It's like, yeah, I would last all fucking night. No, I would just lose my boner. I'm sorry. I cannot maintain a boner with a homeless guy. I have no idea. His wife was taking a bath with hamburger meat. I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
There's so many questions. Like, this was a poorly written article. I have so many questions that I'm just never going to... Is there an email that I can ask my... Then they can,
we'll make a Venn diagram of it for you later.
I'm like, was the wife already fucking the dude, and then she talked her husband into bringing him in?
So she walked by a homeless dude and was like, you're going to be my fuck buddy.
Yeah. How homeless was he?
Yeah, no, see? So many questions. There's so many questions that need to be answered right now. I don't get it.
Oh, there was so wrong. It's so wrong. All right. All right. Since we have more questions than answers, let's do this.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cool or tool. Hold on. Oh, that was a wrong story. I got to change that. Sorry. Staying together for the money. That relates to the Scotland story. Staying together for the money. Cool or tool, Diana?
Shit. I hate to say this. I think it's cool.
That's okay. Kareem?
Since I still don't really understand it, I'm going to say cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's the smart thing to do. You do the smart thing, and then you fuck around behind their back. With a homeless guy. Scotland's going to fuck a homeless guy later. Up next in Cooler Tool, Queens, New York. Kareem?
That guy was a tool.
Diana?
That guy was a tool. Everyone else seems stupid. Just tool. A tool all around.
Yeah, the whole fucking borough is full of tools. Yeah. It's where the Mets play, for God's sake. Tool, tool, tool. And finally in Cooler Tool, snacking after sex. Diana?
Normally cool.
Okay, that's.
I guess
that's all we need.
I mean, is that okay? I haven't had it enough times. Like, what's the proper etiquette? Are you not supposed to?
No. Well, this is an open forum. There's no wrong answer in cooler tool.
Okay.
Kareem, what do you think?
Snacking after sex is cool, fucking a homeless guy is
yeah, okay. Yeah, in the context of the story, it's a little...
Actually, having to have another... Having a homeless guy having sex longer with your wife than you, that's fucking tool.
Snag Avenue says, I'm never hungry after sex.
Not doing it right.
Well, no, that's not at all true. It's just I'm never hungry after I go for a long run either.
Did
you just give her a slap on the knee? What's going on?
I don't know what just happened.
I don't know either.
I fall asleep after sex. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I don't. I am like wired and full of energy normally. Sometimes if it's been a long day, then yes, I will fall asleep. But normally I'm like awake. There's like a weird window where I fall asleep or I'm awake, and it's just a strange thing. And I think it has to do with adrenaline and such.
Oh, I'm sure. It's like when you work out. If you work out too late.
Right.
You're like wired, but if you like do it earlier in the day, you like get tired by the time it's your bedtime. Speaking of which, I need to work out. Fucking hell.
That was so random.
What?
I said, what'd you say, old lady?
No. that's cruel, Kareem.
I'm crying on the inside. I'm going to go home and listen to the Used album, and I'm just going to sit in a corner and turn off all the lights and just black out my eyes. All
right. Well, this will make you feel better. You've been pooping all wrong.
How's that making me feel better?
Well.
Because I'm a germaphobe. I feel like this has something to do with, like, me having, like, a disease now.
Well, no. Apparently, you're supposed to squat when you poop. That's right. Squatting. While pooping.
As opposed to what do we do now?
Well, you sit down and you hunch over. It puts you in the wrong position. It takes forever. It's not nature's way. And everyone else has figured it out, and you're the last person still retro pooping. So let's get you on the right path, okay? You ready?
The fuck?
Because when you think about it, squatting to poop, you probably think about camping or cavemen or what animals do. But we're all animals, except worse. Because we've ditched a more effective form of bowel elimination for something that we think is more civilized, when in fact, we've aggressively regressed to a state that never existed because it was ineffective. The credentialed smart person saying just that in a piece at Medium called "You're Sitting on Your Toilet Wrong." Cornell professor Alexander Kira calls the modern sit-down toilet, quote, "the most ill-suited fixture ever designed." He believed, and subsequent studies have confirmed, that toilets work against our bodies by forcing us into unnatural angles when we sit down to defecate. The solution to hunched over posture, he wrote, is squatting, which is a more natural position that opens up the anal sphincter, moves the body's plumbing into proper alignment, and allows us to evacuate more freely. Now, according to a study Roos cites in Digestive Diseases and Sciences, sitters spend 79 seconds longer getting the deed done than squatters, who shit so efficiently on account of being aligned correctly that you have 79 more seconds on their hands.
I'm not understanding this. So who squats if we all sit?
Well, people in other countries.
People in other countries.
Yeah.
So if you go to Japan,
well, when I went to Korea, they did. Yeah, the toilets were on the ground, but then like. When I went, like, recently, they actually had toilets now.
Yeah, they're doing it wrong now.
But we have a solution.
I bet you shit better the first time you went there.
I mean, maybe. I don't remember.
Here's a solution, and you can get it. Go to NateDarlingShow.com. Click NateDarlingShow.com. That's the website. Click the Shop Amazon tab and get the Squatty Potty Eco 9-Inch Elimination Aid.
It's called... I'm done with this story. Called what?
The squatty potty.
I'm done.
It's natural bathroom relief through a toilet stool. That's right. It's basically a footstool. So you just put your feet up while you're doing it. So you don't actually have to squat. It is 9 inches for comfort, height, and handicap toilet. Higher than 15.5 inches from floor to rim. The Squatty Potty patented design mimics natural squat posture. It's doctor recommended, endorsed, strong and durable, and family friendly. It's also faster, cleaner bathroom visits at complements and stores under any toilet. So once you're done, you just kick it back and there you go.
So it's basically a
footstool. It's a footstool. That you put in front of your toilet. So you put your feet up when you're pooping.
That's all you have to do. So basically, if you're tall enough and your feet touch the ground, you're already squatting.
No. Not at all. Well, if you're super tall and your knees are way up above the, like if you're like if
so
you're,
when
if you're
by,
Shaq,
by squatting they mean like
you get your knees
fetal
up
position ish.
Well, you get your knees up above your anus is basically the whole thing.
But that's what I was like. Essentially, they want you like curled up in a little ball to take a shit.
Not in a ball.
But are you that's aware, essentially what it is.
Are you
right?
aware of what squatting is?
Well, when I say when you say squatting, I'm picturing squats, and you're supposed to just drop your ass to a 90 degree angle. That's like, but that's
think,
like,
think more baseball catcher. That's what they're talking about.
But he's a great shitter.
That's right.
This is stupid.
By the way,
this
the squatty potty is you can get it now on Amazon for $24.99.
They actually spent time researching this shit.
Oh yeah,
literally shit. They researched shit, you guys.
Cornell,
this is why society's going downhill. With like. Very like prestigious universities are fucking taking the time to literally research shit.
Well, better ways to get it out of your body. And by the way, $24.99 is a hell of a deal on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. It's the squatty potty.
This is the dumbest.
That's one of the things that causes colon cancer, not getting the shit out.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's very, you know, there's different height levels and everything. So if you're interested in eliminating shit from your body. It's the squatty potty through on Amazon.
I can't take it seriously. It's
through
NateDarlingShow.com. He sat down and was like, "This is a great name, the squatty potty."
No, no, well, no,
a grown man.
It's catchy.
Said
girl,
squatty
it's catchy.
Potty.
Yeah,
well, you're not gonna forget it, are you?
Oh my god, there's not enough weed in this world to make it okay. I have like a sudden urge to fucking just get lit right now, just so like I can just deal with just people. I need a drink.
Okay. Well, speaking of drinking and things that happen afterward, the NFL's handling of the Ray Rice domestic violence case has opened a belated discussion on how professional sports enable crap behavior in their athletes and the private horror of domestic violence for its victims. But in the flurry of firings and bannings and panel appointings in the NFL, one professional sports league has done nothing to discipline its own high-profile athlete accused of domestic abuse. After all, she has a World Cup to qualify for. The Washington Post's Cindy Boren rightfully takes the Seattle Reign and U.S. soccer and their fans to task for largely brushing aside the domestic violence charge faced by superstar goalie Hope Solo. See, earlier this year, she was accused of physically attacking her 17-year-old nephew and half-sister in their home during a drunken disagreement. The nephew tried to fend her off with a broom, which is a picture in all itself. Which away? When she was ejected from the home, she hopped a fence and circled around to an unlocked sliding door, re-entering against their wishes. She's pled not guilty to two gross misdemeanor charges, but she plays on. And
that's not counting the craziness that she did before the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She is pretty, though.
Well, that makes it okay.
It makes it okay. I actually forgave a lot of stuff because this one girl I did was really pretty, and I was like, "Oh, that's okay." And then afterwards,
I'm a lesbian.
Whatever, you guys do it too.
That's why I said that. I wasn't excusing us.
It was
a man. Some man shit to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm shallow. I should stop that.
But
I didn't say shallow. I said that's some man shit to do.
And I say you're shallow.
So yeah, let's be equal rights with everybody about everything. So
exactly,
there we go. Hope Solo crazy.
That started in fucking college though. Fucking universities, like schools, let their athletes off on
that?
A lot
Tamika
of shit.
Tamika Catchings was one of those crazy psycho broads.
What's she playing?
She played basketball.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of crazy. There's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on, and there's a lot of terrible behavior that gets overlooked for a variety of reasons. Yeah. And
I was telling somebody yesterday, those football players are going to get more counseling, they're going to be looked at, get more counseling, more help than anybody in any other fucking
right.
If
line
they
of
get caught,
the
though,
country. No, even still, they're going to get more of that than anybody else in this country. Who has a job and would be involved
well,
in this.
Well, yeah, for them to ask for it is very, very rare. So for them to get it, it has to be like usually court mandated. And
right.
So it's kind of like the accident already had to, the incident already
but
had
I'm
to occur.
What I'm saying is that, okay, when the NFL suspends you, you have to jump through their hoops to get back in the league.
Yeah.
Right. if you do it in the police department, you probably don't even get called on it, one. And two, you just quit that job and go get a job as in another place. As opposed to actually having anything.
Why did I quit golf? I should have just stayed an athlete. What the fuck was I thinking? So many things were just not right.
Still got time.
Yeah. No, I don't. It's way too much money and energy I don't have.
It's true. And then there's 12-year-olds that are out there qualifying for stuff. And
fucking hell. And I cannot just be, I can't be around.
Well, Michelle, it took her 18 years to win a major.
That's true. That is not a lie.
Yeah, well, because she's an idiot.
Okay.
Well, and she's a rich idiot, so maybe she's smart. Never mind. I take that back.
Hey, do you have a big booty?
I do.
If so, you should put on a small swimsuit, then drench it in water and possibly oil while you shake it around and take much pride in what God or other avenues gave you.
Hey, Kareem.
At least that's the message from Jennifer Lopez. God. And Iggy Azalea.
I want to see this. I've yet to see this.
She thinks she's one of the Cash Money millionaires.
It is better than. I heard it's better than Nicki Minaj's video.
It's all a bunch of garbage.
Video, the song Anaconda. Sucks.
Oh, I love that song.
And so
I'm talking about this song.
This song. I'm already bored of the song.
Well, they're on the countdown phase. It changes. They're gonna explode some ass. Here we go.
Never mind, kind of feeling it. I just love Iggy, so maybe that's why.
And so it's a 45-year-old Jennifer Lopez shaking her ass.
Damn, she's 45?
She's 45.
She looks hella good for 45. Is that Photoshop, though?
It's video.
Does she really look... No, I'm just saying, like, not, like, because she looks better with age.
Yeah.
Like, she does not look 45 at all, but she's fine.
She's got plenty of doctors and trainers and nutritionists.
Damn, I wish I was rich.
And everything else. Well, you probably wouldn't have a booty like this, though.
No, I would, because I'd be having... Dude, I had more on an ass when I was playing golf, because I did a lot more squats and lunges.
Yeah, this is terrible.
But I would never have a booty like this, no.
Yeah, she's 45. And she's got a big booty.
That ass don't lie.
As a feminist, I am appalled.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally appalled.
One of my Facebook friends
completely
is like...
appalled.
I said as a feminist.
Yeah, as a feminist, yeah. One of my friends on Facebook is like, Jennifer Lopez, no one wants to see you shaking your 45-year-old ass. And everybody's like, dude, I think you're alone on this.
you're riding solo on that statement. No,
yeah, there were a lot of you were like, don't know where you're coming from on this, but we're all good with that.
We actually like that 45-year-old ass. What's up with the booty songs lately, though? Like, Nicki Minaj, J-Lo, Iggy.
This from Entertainment Weekly, Diana, since you brought it up, I wasn't going to talk about it, but this has been the summer of butts, and they have an exhaustive booty trend timeline.
Fuck me.
They Pat Boone booty. I can't believe that shit.
I can't.
White people will steal everything.
Okay.
Okay. So what does ET say?
Well, it started in early May with the Godzilla movie. The Japanese Godzilla fans.
They're blaming this on Godzilla.
This is where it starts. This is a timeline. Fans are incensed about the monster's appearance in the upcoming reboot. Why? Because it's just so rounded out there. It's fat from the neck downwards and massive at the bottom. One says clearly nobody appreciates big old booty like Americans do.
I do remember that.
Later in May, then we had Jason Derulo.
Derulo?
Yeah, Derulo. Sorry.
Yo, Jason. Oh, yeah. Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans? You know what to do with that big fat butt. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Oh, my God. My friend's daughter, she's 15. We're listening to the radio, and the song came on. She turns it up, and is like, "This." They play this song at her dances, and right before they play this song, the principal or vice principal makes an announcement that says, "All right, teachers, bring your flashlights out because it's about to get like crazy in here. They make an announcement.
You don't play it then.
Right?
Well, then in June, this happened. The ladies took over. You know I'm all about
that bass, about that bass, no that's, trouble. This is about I'm ass? All about that
bass, about that bass, really?
No trouble.
I'm yeah. Bass, B equals ass. No it's simple math.
Oh.
And all the right junk in all the right place.
I just never listen to the lyrics. I just like the beat. Oh, it is about ass. Wow, I feel really ignorant. All the right places.
And then a few weeks later, Jennifer Lopez had an album teaser. It was nothing but, you know.
I mean, if you got it, flaunt it, I guess. But it is all about that ass. This, you're right. This summer is all about that ass.
Yep. It was a lot of Jennifer Lopez. A VH1 premiered Dating Naked.
Ass is it's black people is always about that ass.
It has been. That's true. I mean, baby, it's so much love. That's been a thing for a while.
Cash Money Millionaires, back that ass up. That's like
that's
10
true,
years old.
Yeah.
End of July. Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, and Jessie J. Had their single
that came out like 20 years ago.
Well,
it's just not new.
No, it's not. But this is a new
spin on a story by the media. That's all that
well,
is.
Well, no. They're not saying it's new. They're saying this is the first time it's been so prevalent across culture.
Vogue and somebody else and the New York Times try to say some bullshit like that too. Stop Pat Boone and shit.
Anyway, in July, also Big Frida hosts Bounce 4-year anniversary in New Orleans. The tagline: "This is the big one, the bounciest of bounces, the twerkiest of twerks, the shakiest of shakes." Then in August, Nicki Minaj's Anaconda leaked. It's just more stuff about the ass all the way through. Nicki Minaj actually tweeted out someone. You know how mostly African Americans, but also white people without a clue, go to the barbershop and get designs carved in their hair. Someone got Nicki Minaj squatting on the back of his head.
I can't do this anymore. Oh my god, people are just so. Why? Oh, this song does make me happy though.
And then Taylor Swift got into the act.
I love Taylor Swift. This song is. Got nothing. This is
she said it
my
too.
Jam.
She got nothing in her brain.
No, that's what the people say. Listen. Gosh, Kareem. That's what people say. Right. It's not what it is.
That's what it is.
No.
That's what people say. That's what Kareem says.
That's what people say.
Diana is dancing in her chair. It's hilarious.
That is the worst song of all of these songs.
This is the best fucking song. It's going to be all right, Kareem.
That is the worst.
This player's going to play.
That is the worst song of all these songs.
Haters are going to hate.
Yes. You like Justin Bieber, so
you
there
just
goes
gotta
your,
shake it off, Kareem.
There
just
goes
shake
your
it off.
Accounting for your taste.
Taylor Swift just speaks to my soul.
Oh, Lord.
I love her so much. And, like, someone asked me, like, this is what bothers me just because I'm gay, right? They're like, oh, so you want to date her? I'm like, no, I want to be her best friend, you guys. Like, that's not. I can't just
she wasn't date Justin Bieber.
And it would be Taylor's face. But yeah, that's not going to happen because Taylor hates the Bees.
And you would still be gay if you dated Justin Bieber.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but just
much.
Because I really like someone doesn't mean I want to do them. I'm just going to put that out there. Not all gay people want to do everybody. Like, this is a perfect example. I just want to be Taylor Swift's best
okay.
friend.
Not all lesbians want to do everybody. Pretty much all gay guys do want to do, yeah.
Well, I mean, guys just want to do that. Yeah, so that makes sense. But, wow, that was... I'm going to have one of my gay friends come up to me. You should not have said that because whatever, it's true. But Taylor Swift, I love that. Why'd you stop it?
Because we have
Play's
to finish the
show. Play, play, play.
Because we have to finish the show and I don't
want... to finish my dancing.
Because, as happy as you were, Kareem was on the other side. So it was a nice balance.
We'll take a survey.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy this, buy her album, or I'm going to buy the single through the shop Amazon tab on the Nate Darling Show.
There you go. Do it.
Horrible.
Do it up.
Yeah. It's the worst.
I'm just going to shake it off, Chris.
That was the worst of all of those songs.
It's the best song ever.
All right. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
I could at least get through the other two with the beat. I couldn't even do that with
you. Did you see the music video for this one, though?
That is.
It's hella cool. The music video is cool, though.
That is the worst.
The Taylor Swift one? If you like ballet, it's.
No, they have the breakdancing and the like, it has really cool dancing. If you ignore Taylor's.
Because
I dance like her. Maybe that's why I'm like really sensitive and I totally get her. We are best friends. I don't think you guys understand. Oh. We are best friends.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this then.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
We have a treat for you this time. Small town news. It's in video form because it's from the Grand Forks Herald. This is the grand scene for September 19th, 2014. All the grand things going on around Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Welcome to the grand scene for September 22nd to the 28th. I'm Bianca Bina, and this is your front row ticket to events around the area. Wednesday is open mic night at El Rocco. Bring your talent and instruments to the stage at 9 p.m. and receive a free drink for your bravery.
She sounds like she hates her life.
Some instruments are provided by El Rocco for performances and will be available by the stage for use. Not the singing type? Cheer on your performing friends with popcorn and a drink. Thursday through Saturday night, the Fire Hall Theater presents You Have the Right to Remain Dead, a murder mystery production guaranteed to work the minds of audience members at any age. Tickets cost between $12 and $15, and the show begins at 7:30 p.m. The Dueling Duo will perform at Brick and Barley on Friday for just $10. Each Dueling Duo experience is made specifically for the audience because the song requests.
By the way, she's not looking at the camera. So it's even to see the video is even
better. Wow.
What's she looking at?
Just off to the side at a card. But she's got weird, like, 50s guy glasses. Like you would expect a barber from the 50s to wear.
And
she's got a weird sweater on.
Working on projects related to the latest museum exhibit through different techniques and materials will help kids understand the work on display and teach them new and exciting ways to create their own masterpieces.
That is some good reading.
For more information on these events and for a list of other events happening in the community this week, visit redrivervalleycalendar.com.
And then she smiles for the camera for a second. So that's your small town news.
Wow.
I actually like the line of, like, receive a free drink for your bravery. Like, that was kind of cute.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly different than going to an open mic around here.
Is she, how old does she look?
She could be anywhere between 30 and 50.
Oh, really? Because she sounds, you know, in high school, they make those announcements?
Yeah.
She sounded like that.
Yeah, but she looks older, but it could just be a North Dakota look. I don't know.
That's not a nice thing. Why aren't you playing Taylor Swift? Can I request a song?
No, we don't take requests here. This is a podcast. The Nate Darling Show. We don't do requests. Anyway, it's time.
You know what?
We're wrapping the show. We're done.
Everybody, the next Well Home podcast is going to be Taylor Swift playing in the background the whole entire episode.
I don't know how you're going to accomplish that, but good luck.
I'm making Nate do it.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the show. Thank you, everybody, for shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We appreciate it. Keep doing it. Keeps us in business around here. New show on Friday. We hope to see you then, metaphorically speaking, of course. Until then, enjoy Dead Eye Dick. It's Perfect Family on the Nate Darling Show podcast.
The father's in the den. His pipe is filled with razor blades. The mother's hanging from a little crocheted noose she made.